What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, welcome to your Self-Helpless Snack, where we give you a little taste of the Self-Helpless podcast with a mini episode. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I'm sharing a bite from a podcast that I recently guested on called Sacred Comedy, where the host, Jennifer Way, gives readings to comedians and people who work in comedy, and it was just really fun. What I love about oracle card reading type stuff is that it can act as such a great prompt for discussion, and I find that I definitely share differently or share even more in that type of setting versus in the typical like interview podcast conversation setting. And what's really cool is that you don't know what you're going to talk about. So usually in other interviews or podcasting type of experiences, you usually know the topic ahead of time. You might come to the conversation with a few bullet points or a few examples or something like that. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about this is that you can't prepare. There's no rehearsing. There's no thinking about it. You are just completely present in the moment with whatever is coming up for you. And it's just, I think it just makes for a really honest connection and conversation. So no matter what your beliefs are around energy and oracle cards and all that stuff, it's ultimately just a fun thing, and it's a tool and a modality that some people like to use in a variety of different ways. So some things covered in this episode are loving someone with a mental health disorder, perfectionism, being torn between mainstream success and authenticity. And what's really interesting is that in this episode, you'll hear Jen mention to me this message of allowance that I need to allow unchangeable behavior traits, whether it's in myself or somebody else. And the very next day after recording this, my loved one's mental health kind of came to a different level, a different head, more of a crisis mode. And so at the time of recording this, I really went inward with that message when I heard it. And I talked about my own unchangeable traits around perfectionism and things like that. And then listening back to it again, that message currently means something totally different to me at this time. So very interesting, just, you know, the timing of like that message, how it impacted me so differently just in less than 24 hours. So anyway, just a heads up, Jen had walked me through a quick meditation before the reading started. So it starts off with us coming out of that before we get into the chat. All right, here is my reading from Jennifer Way.
Gently open your eyes.
Ah, oh,
that's so good. So good to be back here.
So good.
So nice to be back in the arms relaxed of spirit. I know.
Like I'm in a womb.
You are. It's a perimenopausal womb, but it's still doing it.
You should start a new podcast called Jennifer's Womb.
Jennifer's Womb. You know how to do this. Like, be in the sort of current state that you are. Whatever's coming up for you right now. The message is that your maturity has always, you've always been like extra mature, and that's kind of gotten you to places faster. So when it comes to that, it's more like gotten you to places quicker. And I don't mean success, just, I'm not only success, because that's happened as well, but your self-development you kind of get to places quicker. Does that make sense?
Very much so. I was just having a conversation about this in the last few days.
Seriously?
Of course.
Of course.
I think a lot of people can relate to, you know, if there were struggles with mental health from one of your caregivers, I think you do have to kind of grow up pretty quick and have that maturity and not even realize that you have it, or it might be different than other situations. And so I was just kind of unpacking that. You know, I know it's always been there, but I like really want to play and be like an adult kid, you know, in this time. So trying to do that, trying to like, how do people have fun regularly? You know, just kind of getting back to that. But I was just talking about that.
It's funny because trust and faith came through, and it came through as like traith. It was almost like your higher self was like being funny. Let's just use one word. Let's make it more efficient. Let's call it traith. Trust and faith altogether.
I love it.
It has to be more smooth and efficient. For you, things have to be like smoother and efficient. But moving forward, your emphasis has got to be on allowance, meaning how much money are you going to earn for doing those chores? No, I'm just kidding. Not that kind of allowance. Allowing unchangeable character traits. And then also allowing misalignment. Because when you allow misalignment, it allows you to sit up straighter, so to speak. As you learn to further allow your own segments of being, so it's just a different word for parts of yourself, to meet, to kind of be caught up to the ones that you have now that are really strong and mature, and the ones in the future that you that you're developing, that you're budding.
Feeling a little misaligned in certain places obviously helps you know what works for you and what doesn't, right?
Exactly.
So coming up against something that doesn't feel right actually makes you discover what does.
And to think of it that way, where you're allowing those qualities, whether it's in a person, whether it's in a situation, whether it's in a relationship, a work situation, whatever, allowing the misalignment and not working to course correct. And then you can shift whatever actions are necessary.
It's funny that you use segments, because I feel like that's very much a comedy writer term, you know, like writing a segment, or that's really funny that you use segments instead of parts. And I do feel like there are parts that feel very much in alignment right now, and parts that are still like, I don't know what's going to happen or where we're going. And I don't always feel like that. So it's interesting that that's coming up now, because I think the last several years, especially, I felt like even though since I'm a, you know, creative, I always know that there's new possibilities and new projects ahead. But I kind of felt like I was kind of sturdier in where I was going. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, I'm really just, part of me is just going with the flow, which is very hard for me. And allowing the character traits thing that you mentioned, I have really struggled with perfectionism. I really overanalyze, I overthink. I still do the stuff, but it is a really, it can be a tough process to get there. And I've just kind of allowed myself to be that person and still do it. I've just changed the way that I do things and the systems around what I do to allow for that to kick in. Because instead of fighting it and resisting it and like, okay, I know I'm just going to have to, I'm just going to have to deal with this, because it's almost easier to allow me to be myself than to force myself into a box that I don't fit in and then ruminate about it. So, you know, that's definitely coming up a lot.
Allow misalignment in yourself, or you observe it from more of a neutral place.
Right.
Where you're just keeping the self-awareness that's required in order to sort of look at yourself objectively and better, knowing yourself and your history and kind of who you are and where you came from, just being cool with it. It's okay. Right. Oh, this is where I'm getting very structured. Mm-hmm. So you create these channels, you create those in the structure, right? And then you allow the flow.
What I struggle with sometimes is, not because of the perfectionism stuff that I feel like has been there for a very long time. I know where it comes from, you know, I know exactly why it's there. And even knowing, you know, self-awareness doesn't make it dissipate. But it makes it hard to know what to let go of and what not to. And that's what I often struggle with is kind of who am I naturally without that layer of conditioning and that coping mechanism that I've had. I feel very at battle with myself because I think I'm kind of somewhere in between of what others have wanted for me and what I want for me. And I'm not quite there yet to be doing exactly what I want for me. Yeah. But I'm slowly peeling back the layers over the course of, I mean, almost a decade.
Yeah. I mean, you've been, you have a whole podcast about it, you know, it's something that you're constantly working towards. And that is like the promise that you've made. And that promise is everything.
Yes.
And I pulled from this deck, everybody, which I love, is the Isis Oracle by Alana Fairchild. And it's one of my favorite decks. Alert, everybody. I did not write this myself. This is a time when words and music will become increasingly important on your spiritual path and healing journey. You are guided to use words that reflect the experience you would like to create in your life. It may involve shifting how you speak, for example. Rather than focusing on struggle or what is not working, focusing on the signs of life and healing that you experience.
Okay, I got a few things.
Okay.
And I forgot something earlier that you said, oh my gosh, when you said trafe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
First of all, I have to come up with wordplay for myself in like every facet of my life. I'm always creating, yeah, whether it's puns or, you know, oh my gosh, what's it called when like three words start with the same letter?
Oh, alliteration.
Alliteration. Oh, yeah. Okay. But I'm always having to do that for myself because it helps my brain remember. And also it just makes it more fun. I mean, this is embarrassing, but like my morning routine is move, munch, and meditate. Where it's like, you know, just okay, yeah, you know, move my body, do some stretches, have some water and a little snack, whatever, sit still. But I'm always coming up with that. And what's really funny is that at this point in my career, so much of it is wordplay. Like the deck that I'm writing, it's full of puns, it's full of silly
titles.
Please
tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's I don't know how much I can say, but it's basically a fun recipe book coming out.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. It should be out in the winter of 2024. Look, if you like plant-based recipes and you like puns, look, plant-based and puns, boom, did it again, right? Alliteration. you'll enjoy this. It's a fun theme and I'm really excited for it. But that's happening. And then I'm also doing a lot of comedy writing for a nonprofit. And so much of it is like taglines and, you know, silly jokes and all that. So it's just interesting because I've always enjoyed that so much. But, you know, my background with stand-up and other things is like, you're not really writing puns for the stage. You know, you're not really performing in punnery. But I've always loved coming up with fun titles. I think that's why I really like helping people with branding and stuff, you know, coming up with those words. So words have always been fun for me. But I wanted to bring that up because you said trafe and I'm like, that sounds like me. I do that shit all the time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That card mentioned the importance of music right now, sound, and words, right? So
yeah,
I think just naturally over the course of the last few months, I have felt like I really need to listen to music instead of podcasts and stuff right now or audiobooks. I really just need to listen to what I feel like singing to or walking around to or whatever it might be. And I've been really relying more on music. And many, many years now, my go-to has been podcasts, listening to podcasts like all day, every day, you know, topic I want to listen to or learn about. And I've been shifting that a little bit and just naturally. And then I don't read books really. I listen to audiobooks usually, but I love reading, you know, the Oracle deck stuff and just that those little books, right? Just a few pages at a time. And I've been really craving more physical book reading, which is so weird because it's just not something I'm usually wanting to do. And so I feel like I want to curl up with a good book. And I'm like, gosh, I don't know if I've ever felt that way, to be honest. Because I'm just somebody who really likes to listen to those things while I'm doing other stuff around the house or whatever. But yeah, I've been doing that actually.
The music and the movement taps into feeling. So that's coming, that's more heart space, and that's getting out of the mind. The meditation helps clear the mind, but like the moving and the munching, it's like, it's the somatic stuff, you know, it's like getting right into your body. And sound allows you to experience, as opposed to like when you're reading or when you're listening to a book or a podcast where you're like, okay, what information do I need to remember? And it's very analytical. Look for what the reverberation is. What is the feeling I get from this vibe? What is the feeling that I want?
Right.
Making more space for sensing and feeling what's happening in your body. And sound is a beautiful way to do that.
What's coming up for me a lot right now during this period of time is that I'm trying to get to my natural state of being, because when I talk to other people who have maybe had a different experience, it's interesting that word allowance came up, but they were kind of just allowed to make their own decisions and go with the flow and kind of see what they wanted to do or become. And I don't know if I really felt that. And so I feel like I'm kind of going backwards, or like opposite. Like I'm now in my 30s trying to figure out where a lot of people are maybe doing that much younger. And so I feel like I'm trying to catch up to like who I really am. And I've been questioning a lot of stuff of like, would I even have a job in like the public sphere in any way, shape or form? You know, would I be doing a lot of this stuff? I don't really know. And I think that's, it's like, there's so much I like about it. But I don't know. I think, if the goal was to be, or the goal for me, you know, what I thought my goals should be, if the goal would have been happiness or contentment or peace or something versus accomplishment and accolades and success and all that, I don't know what I would have done differently. And I'm trying to figure that out now and implement the changes, integrate that now, which I'm just always in between two worlds, I feel like.
You're doing the work, and you gotta give yourself a lot of love and compassion for the kind of work that you've been doing over the years, because the shedding of the layers and the lightening of the layers, it's going to be a constant process of lightening. Example, a hot air balloon, you're removing the sandbags and allowing it to go up higher, right? So it's going to be a process of removing the weight of the restriction of what was imposed upon you, of what's been integrated into your sense of self, your sense of identity. But because you're aware of the shedding of it, it's not something you're going to be like on Saturday, you're going to be like, well, I'm done. Didn't work. You know, it's like,
you've been
at this for so long. Right now, your awareness and your allowance of it all, recognizing, you know, is helping you move and seeing it from a perspective where you can encapsulate all of it to be true. And now accepting and allowing all of those parts, even the ones that were stifled, any of the inner turmoil, any of the inner distress serves to propelling you into a place like in your full capacity of who you are, the raw Delaney, the raw version of Delaney, you know, like a raw date bar, healthier, more
grittier,
more natural, digestible in a way that sustains and nourishes.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like a Kit Kat for somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually really love that analogy. I love analogies. Again, wordplay, you know, analogies, all the
nutrition,
things.
Nutrition, veganism, yes. What have you.
Nutrient dense.
Nutrient. You are nutrient dense. You are, because in your raw original form, you haven't been processed. You've planted so many seeds. You've nourished a lot of things, and you can, now it's time to celebrate the abundancy of your, what you can harvest.
It's interesting how abundance has different things to me at different periods of life, where a few years ago, me abundance, I really would have connected with money and wealth in that respect. And now it's like, it's really just spaciousness in my schedule, peace. It's being able to sit in the sun, you know, it's like, it's so, so different than what I was feeling just even a few years ago. And you know, what's funny, I meant to tell you this at the beginning, is when you brought up the word allowance, my husband Cam and I have, we have shifted how we do our finances together and everything. And we actually, before we had separate accounts that would, we would have money auto transferred to a joint account that covered our overhead and all that. But now we put everything into a joint, and then we have an allowance that goes and auto transfers to our personal account. And so it's so funny because we call it our allowance. So in the beginning, you're like, oh, I don't know if it's about, you know, whatever, an allowance for chores, but it's actually very funny because we do actually have an allowance now that we did not have.
Oh my God. That's like a whole nother thing. Like the combining of, like, joining forces, the spiritual meaning behind joint financial resources.
Yeah.
Or joining finances. Absolutely. But it's really true. That's so perfect.
I know. It's so funny. One thing that's coming up that I don't mind sharing is, like, having, you know, the Self-Helpless podcast platform. I've been very grateful to be a part of it. But I feel very caught between, like, oh, I have to do certain things to, like, keep the download numbers high and blah, blah, blah. And there's also conversations I really want to have that will probably repel a lot of people away, you know? And it's been like, oh gosh, this constant being torn. But I kind of have hit a wall where I'm like, okay, I'm a little bit bored of doing things, the conversations that haven't really been authentic to me, or the maybe the guest is somebody that we should probably just have this person on for whatever reason. It might help something, the show. I've just been so bored by it. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't be admitting it. But I just really want to have conversations with people that you probably can't find very easily. Mm-hmm. I'm drawn to those types of conversations more than I am, the big celebrity or the big mm-hmm. best-selling author. And I'm not saying that I'm bored by all of it. I'm just saying that I'm noticing patterns of the shiny objects are just not doing it for me anymore. And maybe when I first started in my 20s, I was so excited and all that stuff, but I just have a different perspective about all that stuff now. And I'm kind of in a place where I have to really not care what happens as far as mainstream success if I'm going to kind of go further down the road of, you know, the conversations I actually want to have and the people I actually want to have on who might not have the big Instagram following, or, you know, I just like, that's why I've always been like, I don't know if I belong in the entertainment industry, because I know you're supposed to care about these things and do these certain things. And I just don't, but part of me wishes I did, but I know I'd be more successful in certain ways if I did, but, I'm just kind of having a tough time of that, being torn between what kind of, success do I want? I want success that feels like me, even if that means I'm not making as much money or, you know, whatever that might be.
Yeah. You have your feet on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. You make an effort repeatedly to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to stop being what it is, but it can shift and evolve Right. And it can evolve alongside you because you're evolving. And all of the work that's gone into that project came from a place of genuine wanting to like develop the sense of self that you have.
Yeah. It's so funny. One of the first thoughts I had when I realized, you know, I'm the last host of the podcast of Self Helpless. I was like, oh my God, does this mean I can delete all of our social media? And just have the podcast. And I still might. I mean, that might be part of this. That might be the next phase. Cause then it's like, yeah, I mean, that's who I am naturally. And if it's just me as the host, I am able to do that.
Play with it. The podcast is still happening. Here's where you can find us.
Exactly. You know? Hey, we're not going to be here anymore. But if you really care about, you know, being notified about the episodes, subscribe on the podcast apps and follow it along there.
And you already have experience with that and what that looks like.
Right.
You're one of the few people who have, thank you, Jesus, created that pathway for the rest of humanity.
I just love when I think about when I remove something like that, all of these little micro to-dos leave with it. The creating the video and the telling the, you know, guests about the, you know, tagging the guests and all that shit goes away. And you just can, for me, focus on the purpose of the podcast and just that one thing, that one channel, if you will. I don't know, we'll see. My network might not be very happy, but
hey, well, you know what,
that's part of it,
but it's also part of it because it's like there's got to be a third choice in there. Can't be either or.
Right.
I'll tell you this, because you've been off of social media, you've spared your energy so much turmoil. The world of celebrity is starting to get a lot smaller. It's going to start to go inward because it's about individuals now. And also, like, everyone's can be a celebrity and social media and whatever, all those things. But the value that's been placed on that is going to start to wane. So you're right on target. And then maybe you speak to the people who are like, yeah, this doesn't ring true for us anymore. This mass sort of coverage or this mass appeasing doesn't work for us anymore. And maybe a more specialized direction that's really more reflected of what you're exploring with yourself can be something that's really valuable to other people. Social media, this grand mainstream, has shifted everybody away from focus on themselves, focus on their own healing, believing and trusting their inner voices, because it's so loud out there.
Yeah. I've always kind of felt that way, but I'm just recently having the courage to voice it. Where a long time ago, I was like, I don't care if you're a celebrity or nobody's ever heard of you. What kind of person are you? Am I going to enjoy having a conversation with you? Am I going to feel uncomfortable in your presence because I know you're just here to like ever promote your TV show or whatever? You know what I mean? I've never been interested in that stuff. And I don't know if it's because I've grown up in near Los Angeles my whole life and maybe was just desensitized to celebrities to begin with. And I'm like, whatever, it's just a job. Yeah. I don't know. And it's interesting because now I'm the last host of the Self Helpless podcast, and there were three of us in the beginning, and it really is up to me now where it goes. And I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed potentially. A lot of people might love it. A lot of people might be like, I miss the old stuff. And and that's okay. Like, it's not meant for everybody at every time. But I'm really having a harder time being inauthentic. I really am. It's just too
best news ever.
Exhausting. It's too exhausting. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what falls away and what sticks around.
Thank you for tuning in to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and other goodies at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you left an iTunes review, shared this episode with a friend, or post about it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say hi. Thanks, everyone.